The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio. A show that looks good, feels good, and sounds good. This is When in Rome with Stuart Rome.
Welcome back to another When in Rome with Stuart Rome. He's the owner of the Woodhouse Day Spa. It's just such a wonderful place to go. If you haven't experienced it, you're not really a spa person, a massage person, a facial person, you need to go in there and check that place out because it is a crown jewel right here in Birmingham, Alabama. Of course, locations all over the country. I was also part of one down in New Orleans. I'm not sure if he's in the New Orleans area or Birmingham right now. Stuart, where are you at?
I'm stuck on 280 in traffic, in Birmingham.
So you're not, or you wish you were in New Orleans right now.
Yeah, well, especially because I just took my car to the tire shop thinking I had a leak. End up buying four tires for like $2,000.
Nice. Very good. Don't ride on those rims. Once it gets about 7:30, I was actually coming back to it last night. We were just talking off air. I was at the Coca-Cola Amphitheater and they do construction after about 7:30 tonight. Yep. So you don't want to be stuck in the middle of that crap either. 280 is just fun. How's things going? Everything good? Happy summer to you. It's been hotter than hell.
Oh, yeah. It's hot, but it's not hot in the spa, so that's good.
No,
I did just spend an ungodly amount of money replacing a couple compressors in the spa, but you know,
you had some problems. Like you had something going on with the air conditioners last year, didn't you?
Always, you know, it's just one thing. Now the compressors, we have four units, you know.
Yeah,
one of them, it was just one of them that takes two compressors. Well, the good news is that you know the parts are. They were under warranty still.
There you go.
The bad news, it cost me $5,200 in labor to replace them.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember you were up. I knew you were up on the roof a couple of times last year when we talked to you. And I mean, and it's this, I mean, when you got an air conditioner that's in the no matter how new the building is, how new your stuff is, and I know because you just opened up your expansion about a year ago, year and a half ago. It's top of the line. So you don't have to worry about it being hot or anything. You got everything, blowing and going out there. So that's a good thing. Woodhouse Day Spa, Birmingham.com, Birmingham.woodhousespas.com, Birmingham.woodhousespas.com. info@tonycurryradio.net is our email address. Make sure you send some, questions. We'll have some questions coming up here in a few minutes. We were talking about you and I say this every time we record your show on Thursday and I'm always doing television on Thursday morning. So I'm always thinking about you because you, buy some spots on our television station and we always get a good chuckle and because you're always fun to have on. By the way, we got to get you back in television. So name a Thursday if you're gonna be in town next week. You're welcome to come in next Thursday. We'd love to talk to you about it. And we were talking about I was just talking about the fact that we just got through a Father's Day and a Mother's Day and it's just a great time, summertime. People are going to the beach. We're really in the meat of it right now. But I was also talking about business. It's such a transient time because people are traveling, kids are out of school. It's like no one really wants to work, but they have to. So what's it like down there from a business standpoint? I always wonder because a lot of businesses, they don't like summertime because it does throw them off a little bit. Some businesses like summertime because it seems like more people can get out and shop. What's your business like?
Yeah, you know, it's typical that summertime things slow down. However, it's not all summer. You know, it's always around holidays or, you know, right when kids get out of school or July 4th and people are traveling. But other than that, you know, summertime weeks are pretty busy, which is great. This week's been pretty busy. I'm sure we'll close July 4th, which is next Friday. But, you know, we may have people traveling next week to go on vacation. So that might slow it down a little bit. But all in all, it's been, it's been pretty good as far as, compared to other summers. So that's good.
There you go. Check it out. info@tonycurryradio.net, Birmingham.woodhousespas.com. You're going to do some songs tonight, whenever you're listening, that you've never played on the show before, which I absolutely love. You and I have great minds when we come to classic rock and we think a lot of things. We'll go ahead and start us off with your first song here, and then we're going to talk about some Woodhouse Day Spa and get some great questions for you. Go.
Awesome. Yeah, I haven't played this song or this guy ever on my show. So this is Billy Squire. Lonely as the night
from Don't Say No, Billy Squire. And it's amazing that you picked that song. It really is incredible because the first show I ever saw in 1980 was AC/DC, the Back in Black tour. The second show I saw, I want to say, was in 1981 or 82 at Dayton's Flyer Arena It was Def Leppard opening up for Billy Squire. And yeah, and Def Leppard had just really gotten big, and more people were there for the opening act than they were for the center act. Billy Squire, of course, had Stroke Me and all that other stuff coming out, but more people were there to see Def Leppard than they were to see Billy Squire. It was a great double bill, great show. And of course, I got a chance to see Def Leppard last night at the Cocoa Amphitheater. I strongly urge you, if you get a chance, I know how much you love seeing classic rock. I'm a little concerned about the Rod Stewart thing, just because he's 80 years old. But I mean, I could not believe how good the guy sounded last night. And you know, you've sent me some videos of Roger Daltrey and some of the great shows you have at Jazz Fest and stuff. It's just amazing these guys can still get after it. And then I was talking to a friend last night, and you're like, well, you know, they're really only working two nights a week. They're working 3 hours a week. And I said, you know, you kind of have a point there. I mean, as long, because they're only playing once every two or three nights. They're not playing every night like they used to. And they're probably banking 150, 200 grand a show. So it's a pretty good life. If they can hold that voice together, it turns out to be a pretty good show. So go for it, man. If you're one of those 70-year-old rockers and you're still out there kicking some ass, go knock it out, right?
That's right. I mean, I'm sure they have to, you know, spend a lot of time to prepare for the tour and practice and make sure they sure remember the words, you know, the words of the songs and shit. Yeah. So I guess they spend a lot of time, you know, pregame, so to speak, rehearsing and shit so that they can probably enjoy the tour a lot. So I'm guessing, yeah.
So I want to throw a question at you, and then we'll talk about the biz. And Dr. Josh Klepo was asking me this question last night. He asked me what kind of crowd it was. And I said, it was about my age. I'm 59. I said it was more mainly 40s, 50s, and maybe some young 60s. There were some young people there, but not many. And I was mentioning I had two hot, just wonderful ladies in front of me. Thank you for the great view all night long. It was fantastic. I was there with my son, so I just had a wonderful night. I had all my favorite people around me. But he was asking me, what classic rock bands do I consider intergenerational? And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, you know, like it doesn't matter how old their music is. Even the young people enjoy it. Give me, because you're in New Orleans where it doesn't matter what the song is. People are just going to go out and celebrate whatever it is. But if it's the Who, you're going to have 17, 18-year-olds dance. But give me a couple of classic rock bands that you feel like are intergenerational. Joe Elliott last night played Foolin', which was the fourth song. And he said something really interesting. He said, this song has been legitimate and it's been legitimate for 40 years. He said, you know, when it first came out, obviously it was a hit. He said, but you can still hear it on the radio. So that should say a lot about our music and the force of that music to still be around for 40 years. But give me some of your bands that are intergenerational. I'd be interested to hear that.
Yeah. So later, sorry. It doesn't seem obvious, but, you know, AC/DC is one of those bands because, you know, you hear their music in rocks, in football stadiums and college stadiums and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, you go to some of the younger bars and you'll still, you know, you'll hear that and the kids are singing it. And you know, they know the words to it. That Journey's another one of those bands, you know, Don't Stop Believing, all those songs. I mean, people are still singing them.
Yeah.
You know, so I guess those bands, I mean, not so much, you know, you're rarely going to see, a lot of Who fans or, you know, Rush. I don't think they ever have any young Rush fans and those kind of bands. But, you know, Clapton, of course, Eagles, they'll always be around. Those kind of bands that, their song's been used on commercials so many times, people don't know. Wait, I know that song. Yeah. That's on the, peanut butter commercial.
Yeah, exactly. And you and I actually did it. We did an entire show on that. We actually did a pharmaceutical show. I think it was all pharmaceutical songs. I was just thinking about that the other day. It was fantastic, but we could probably do that again because there's so many songs. I was mentioning a friend of mine's a big Fish fan, but the Allman Brothers. If you go to an Allman Brothers concert, there are more young people there than old people. Because the younger kids are into the jam thing. And it's just a fantastic show. The Dave Matthews Band was down there a couple nights ago. And that was a prime example of a band that's been out for 25, 30 years. And you don't think of them as being around that long, but they have been, but, the kids love to hear that jam. And that's great, man, because I mean, it's, It really is a generational thing. And I hate to say this. One of the reasons I started Tony Curry Radio is because I knew over the next 10 to 15 years, all these people were going to be dying off.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to be morbid, but it's just unfortunate because once they go, they go. And so I kind of feel like at this point, I got to go see them at least one more time. And I was really, and Def Leppard seemed like they're going to go another 10 or 15 years. They're like, they love the venue. They're like, we're definitely going to be coming back to the venue. We'll definitely be back here next summer. But yeah, I mean, there's a Christopher Cross and Toto coming, Rod Stewart's coming. There's some other shows that are just going to be.
Fish has two shows, I think.
They sure do. And I will be, I've never seen Fish. Have you?
Never.
I've never seen him. Dr. Rab Stewart from Dark Side of the Pooch, another one of our great shows here on Tony Curry Radio, is a huge Fish fan. He goes all over the country to see them play, and he is going to take me to that show. One of those shows. So I'm looking forward to that. But yeah, it's a great, great place. So check that out. All right. Let's talk about the Woodhouse Day Spa and then get into some emails. Your website is always wonderful because it's constantly changing. I always tell dudes if you need to get gift cards and stuff like that. And by the way, I got a couple of gift cards I have not used yet. So I need to get in there and come see you. But talk about the website a little bit, how often you change it up, and then how frequently do you make it topical based on the holidays? Because I know that you really sell according to a lot of different special days in the year, whether it's a Mother's Day, Father's Day, birthdays and proms and weddings and stuff like that are important, but you're really centered around a lot of important days of the year. How do you do it?
Yeah, we just, you know, we have to remember, of course, to change them out because Mother's Day will come and go. And maybe a week later, I'm like, oh, hell, I have to get that Mother's Day photo up.
Yeah.
But I have a guy that helps me with the social media, so that's good. But, you know, we have to change it across a lot of things. We have to change it across not just the website, but we have to change it on Facebook. We have to change it on Instagram. You know, all those different accounts, we have to remember to go ahead and update those. But like you said, we pretty much do, you know, we do something for every holiday, so to speak. Mother's Day, of course, Father's Day, Christmas, graduation, all those great things. But then in the summertime when there's not a whole lot going on, we might put some kind of like summer facial specials or, you know, refresh, renew or something. We always, you know, try to throw something in there, even if there's not a special holiday. So I think that's kind of in the mode we're in right now. We're kind of, you know, not a whole lot going on until school gets back in. So we're just trying to keep some interest in there by having a few summer specials.
You ever have a back to school special?
Yeah, we usually do something for the parents, like, you know, thank God it's school's back in kind of thing. You know?
Thank God. Yeah.
We usually will do that. And, when school got out in May, of course we did graduation, but then we also do, hey, make sure to buy your favorite teacher a Woodhouse gift card. You know, so there's always a reason to buy a gift card.
No doubt.
Somewhere, you know,
no doubt. Great stuff. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Pete in Birmingham, said that he has heard on previous shows about the new HydraFacial. Am I saying that right?
Yep.
The HydraFacial, good. He wants to know more about that. What makes the difference between a HydraFacial and a regular facial? Good question.
So the HydraFacial is just, it looks like a little robot. It's on wheels.
Okay.
We have three of them. And those machines cost about $30,000 each.
Yeah, also.
And each one is loaded with certain products. And then we have these things called boosters that we plug in depending on the client's skin. But basically, it's a wand and it has a suction device. They call it a non-invasive facelift because it's immediate results. It's going to exfoliate. Then it's going to cleanse the skin. Then the next product that it uses is going, it depends on the client, like I said, but it could be like a derma builder, which helps build up your collagen, those kind of things. So it really depends on but all the products are in the machine itself, and they all get served through that wand that the esthetician is using. So it's really cool. A lot of med spas actually do it, even though it's not required. You don't have to be, that's one thing we can do, that we don't have to be a med spa. So I recommend trying it, especially, like, you know, like I said, it's immediate results and it's no downtime. So you have a wedding to go to that night, you can come there and get that facial in the day and not have to worry about redness or anything like that.
I know a lot of people are into this. I've seen these Plexiderm commercials. You and I have spoken about these toning commercials. And part of me wants to believe that just because of, if you constantly rub an area of the skin, you can create tightness. You can make it a little tighter because you're touching those nerve endings and stuff underneath your skin, and they're retracting and detract. And so I'm not saying if you just rub your eyes long enough, you don't need to put something on them. It's not the same as putting, a pound of cucumbers on your eyelids. But it is interesting when you're talking about types of skin conditions, and we'll talk a little bit about that because we have a lot of questions about that. But when you're talking about what's the hydro thing of it? I think a lot of people are kind of getting thrown off. But what's the hydro part of the facial? What is that?
Anything with the hydros, meaning it's going to help me out here. It's going to,
so I'm asking the man,
it's going to hydrate. That's
right. Yeah, there you go.
So anything hydro means it's hydrating the skin, which is important. You know, dry skin, you get dry skin, you get the wrinkles, you get tightness in the skin, and you get some peeling probably and those kind of things. But, it's important to keep the skin hydrated. That's pretty much what, you moisturize in the morning. That's what that's for, is to keep that skin hydrated throughout the day. So any facial that's hydro is pretty much, you know, it's really like hydrofacial does a whole lot more than that.
Yeah. But
for the most part, you know, we're keeping that skin highly hydrated. And you know, like I said, it's important, especially like if you go in the sun, you don't put any moisturizer on after you take a shower and you just start peeling right away because your skin's just so dried out. And that's why you need that hydration.
Yeah, and you ruin a good tan. So make sure you keep that stuff up there.
That's right.
That's a great question. Another great question on top of that. Lacey in Birmingham wants to know: is it okay to bring your own skin conditioner if you're coming in to do a facial? I don't think we've ever had that question. A lot of people have skin conditions. They may be using some type of OxyClean or some type of stuff, and I think some people freak out because they're afraid that maybe the actual microdermis or whatever, the esthetician may end up using something that's you're gonna have some type of reaction, because I know it's particularly if you use the same stuff on your face for a long period of time. I know with soap, it's amazing because when I change soap, my skin goes crazy. It's the most bizarre thing. I hate to sound like a puss, but I'm just it's like I use a certain type of soap, but it takes a while to get used to it. And when I change it up, man, all of a sudden my skin either gets really oily or I start breaking out. But can you bring your own stuff in?
Sure. You know, if you're really married to a certain product and you think you might want to use it, and of course the esthetician will take a look at it and make sure that it kind of goes with the facial that you're going to get.
Yeah.
But sure, we'll take a look at it. And, you know, if the esthetician says, well, we probably want to use something else because of this, then we'll discuss it. But you're welcome to bring any product that you feel comfortable with, and we'll take a look at it.
There you go. Songs we've never played. That's hard to say because we've been doing this show for not quite some time, and you've played thousands of different songs. Love every one of these. Give me your second song here. The thematic is songs we've never played on When in Rome with Stuart Rome. Go.
Going with Steve Miller Band, Swingtown.
Swingtown. I know we play that song. It's a great song. It's a common song. I cannot believe that you have not. Has Steve Miller ever played? He's got to play Jazz Fest, right?
He has played Jazz Fest.
Yeah, I mean, he's like one of the summer touring things. As a matter of fact, I'm really surprised that Steve Miller Band's not playing here in Birmingham because
it'd be a good
him and Pete Frampton. Peter Frampton's always part of that group. I know they're doing the Styx show with Kevin Cronin from REO Speedwagon. He's touring like alone, but he's got his own band. So I guess he's doing REO Speedwagon.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw last summer at the Orange Beach Wharf Amphitheater. That's when I saw Styx and Foreigner and John Waite.
There you go. And I also heard, by the way, that Ringo Starr played, was it Huntsville a couple nights ago?
Oh yeah, I did hear that.
If you get a chance to see him, he's also touring, and he's got Colin Hayes from Men at Work. He's got a couple of members of Toto on his group. I think Todd Rundgren is still with the group. So if you get a chance to see them, great stuff, great summer times. And I'm so glad that we're talking about these shows, because when we went through this COVID crap a couple of years ago, we weren't sure we'd ever going to see live shows again. And now all of a sudden, a lot of people, including like Stevie Nicks and Fleetwood Mac, they're like, listen, I mean, they realize just how much they miss being on the road. A lot of people don't want to be on the road, but they realize how much they missed it. And to feel that energy from a live crowd is just nothing like it. So it's great stuff. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Stacy in Centerville says she's heard some nightmare stories about hot tubs. She said, I have a hot tub. I don't have a problem. I keep it super clean. But she said, I've heard that you can get diseases and skin rashes and stuff by sitting in other people's hot tubs if they don't keep it clean. Can you can you talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely. I mean, for sure. You know, if they don't, you have to keep those things clean. You have to, you know, whatever chemicals you're going to use. I know at our pool in New Orleans, we have the hot tub attached to it. So all the chemicals and the salt and everything that goes in the pool circulates also through the hot tub constantly, you know. But, you have to test it. You got to get this test kit. You got to make sure all the levels are right. Otherwise, you can get funguses. You can get all kinds of stuff in those hot tubs if they're not taken care of. Because, you know, somebody gets in there with a foot fungus or something. Exactly. So, that's the same. It's really the same. Along the same lines as if you go to, say, a nail shop and doesn't clean the pedicure bowl. And then the next person gets in there and people are getting foot fungus. I mean, it's the exact same thing, you know?
You would think, what's the temperature? 102, 103, something like that. It's pretty close around there. You would think just based off the heat of the water that it would be enough to kill that stuff off. But actually I think that formulates growth, correct?
Yeah. The heat definitely does. I think if you can get to boiling, maybe it might kill it, but you're not going to get to boiling. Obviously, your skin will peel off. It'd be getting much worse problems than a fungus at that point. But, these funguses and all kind of algaes, they love that heat and that humidity and all that kind of great stuff. So you really, it's not difficult to do, but you just have to do it. You know, you have to make sure to keep up with it several times a week.
And by the way, I've heard this a million times, but I've heard just a million times, don't be intimate in hot tubs. I mean, and I know it's really hard not to, but I've heard that it's just, it wreaks havoc on a woman's body.
Oh yeah. Well, so, I don't know. I don't have a lot of experience and I own a hot tub.
I mean, it's hard because you are hot and it feels good. You're usually with somebody very attractive. And I know a lot of people like to get a little intimate in a hot tub, but they say it's probably one of the most unsafe things to do, particularly for a woman's body. It'll wreak some havoc in there. So you
probably stick to the sauna instead or something.
Exactly.
Like that.
But it is some of the best sleep you'll ever get when you get in that hot tub. Right? Oh yeah. You go to bed. It's good stuff. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Let's head to Leeds and, talk to another Stacy. She wants to know if you've ever done anything with cryotherapy. We have, I think I'm saying that right. We've talked about that on the show as well. Yep. As where you, 325 degrees below zero or something like that. Socks on your extremities or whatever. It basically restricts the blood flow and then it frees it back up again. And you feel like you can run like the $6 million man. But can you talk a little bit about that? I know you don't have that spa. Why is that? Let me ask you a question. Why is that?
Well, number one, you need the space for it. You know, we'd have to probably take out an entire room just to have it in there. And it's a matter of, you know, what we're going to lose compared to what we're going to gain. And do we want to lose a massage room to get a hugely expensive cry room machine in there? Probably not worth it for us. If you specialize in that kind of thing, yeah, it probably is. But I have been in one. I went in one. Actually, it was like one of these, I'll go to these spa conventions and they all show all the new equipment that's out and these kind of things. And I got in one, you know, like you said, you have to cover your ears and you have to put gloves on and you have to, you know, because, and I think it was, I don't think it was more than, I don't know, 5-8 minutes, something like that.
I was going to say closer to three. I mean, it's not long at all.
But it's really cool. I mean, I enjoyed it going in there and, you know, everything's open when you come out, like you're just wide awake and,
oh man,
it feels great.
It does. I mean, I can't describe it. I mean, I know that a lot of athletic departments in college football and stuff have them in their rooms because, I mean, it's almost an immediate effect on any type of injury. You just can't feel it. Now, it's still there, and it's going to come back, but it really is a great therapeutic. A lot of people will swear by it. It's supposed to be just unbelievable. But, man, you get out, and you feel like, I mean, if you got a bad back, well, you feel like you can get out, and you can run like 800 miles an hour. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's a, you know, it's a phone booth kind of thing, you know. Yep. So people that are claustrophobic, it's probably not going to work very well for them. But I'm not, fortunately, and I really enjoyed it, you know, going in there. But like I said, it wouldn't fit our model, I don't think.
There you go. Info, TonyCurryRadio.net, Birmingham.WoodhouseSpas.com. We do the show every single week. It's won awards. It's a great hybrid show. We actually play classic rock, and this week's songs that Mr. Rome has never played on this particular show, which we're happy. I love to play anything he wants to play. And of course, we do it every single week. You can check it out live on Tony Curry Radio and wherever you get your favorite podcasts. We're available on every major industry and consistently in the top 10% of all podcasts countrywide. So we're very, very proud of that. You got three more songs. We're already nipping and tucking right at 30 minutes. Let's go. Give me two songs here. We'll go back to back and then I'll throw a couple more questions. We'll end it with a great classic rock song. Go.
Yes, sir. We'll do a little Sweet, Fox on the Run, and BTO. You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet.
You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet, and Sweet, Fox on the Run, a couple of fantastic songs. Your emails always welcome here, info@TonyCurryRadio.net, info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Good questions this weekend. We'll read almost all of them. Some of them are kind of personal. Sometimes we talk about classic rock, and people have gotten to know Stuart quite well from the show, got to know what he's all about and what he stands for. So bring those questions on info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Sure. Tommy wants to know that he's heard something about the red light use in I guess your estheticians or whether you're use them in the pedicures and manicures. What's the thing you use on the nails? I want to know that. What's the thing you use on the nails?
So the nails, it's going to be an LED light. That's for drawing like gel nails.
Okay.
Totally different from like a red and blue light kind of thing in the facial. Some of that treats acne. They treat various different things. Completely different concept from the LED that actually is there just to dry out those the gel nails.
Yeah.
So, we do have the red light. It's actually we use it with the HydraFacial.
Uh-huh.
And it's not a wand, it's a complete dome that goes completely over the head. You know, it's like a half dome. It's pretty cool.
Okay.
And it has about probably 300-400 of those little LED lights in it. And it's good for all kind of things, but it treats acne and it treats just blotched skin and those kind of things.
Have I heard they're good for migraines?
Yeah, some people say that it helps. I mean, it's not a proven study, you know. Yeah. It's not, but I've had clients say, "Man, I like doing the red light just because I just don't find like I have those headaches as much." And I was like, "Great." Well, I mean, if they think that, then it's just working, right?
Absolutely, that's very true. info@TonyCurryRadio.net. We've got Pete. Pete wants to know, and this is kind of a mumbo jumbo here. We talked a lot about skin conditions on this show, and I think it's super important because people have rosacea and they have all kinds of eczema. I didn't even know what eczema was until about 10 or 15 years ago, and now it seems like everyone's got eczema. Maybe it's because of all these pharmaceutical commercials. But he specifically was asking about heat rashes. He said it seems like every summer he works outside and he gets some type of rash, and it's usually not a frictional thing. It's just from basically the heat. Wants to know how he can deal with that, and is there something at the Woodhouse Baseball he can use so he doesn't get heat rashes during the summertime?
Well, of course, you want to always wear a really good sunscreen.
Mm-hmm.
Some people's skin is really susceptible, really sensitive, particularly like a lot of redheads have some really sensitive skin that, you know, they got in the sun and in 10 seconds they're red, you know?
Yeah.
So sometimes it's just, you got to cover up, you know, you have to wear a big hat. You have to, you know, don't walk around with your shirt off the whole time and those kind of things, and make sure to wear. But I know some people that they can put on sunscreen and they get red. I mean, the skin, you know, the skin heats up. Of course, the sunscreen's not going to help the skin not heat up. It's going to help block the UV rays. But once that skin heats up, they just have that reaction.
There you go. Info, TonyCurryRadio.net. Robert in Birmingham, he's like, he, and I love it because people are bringing up old shows. He said, he's heard us talk about what ladies do for us men to look really nice, including wearing high heel shoes. I think we did an entire show on how banged up women's toes are so they look good. Right. And mini skirt. He goes, I want to thank Estee Lauder and everyone out there that, that produces makeup. He wants to know if you could share anything that's changed in the world of makeup over the last couple of decades. I would think that I know for a fact my 13-year-old daughter now has to get out of bed 20 minutes early. I hate it because she's 13, but she's got to get out of bed early to put stinking makeup on. Of course, she's already had her period. She's 12, 13 years old. Things flying for young ladies in this world we're living in. We must be feeding them right. But how has makeup changed? Is it more exfoliating? Does it breathe more? Because I know a lot of women who suffer from some type of pimples or any type of acne issues. It's kind of a catch 22. You're putting the makeup on to cover the stuff up, but by putting it up, you're also clogging your pores. How has it changed?
The products are definitely better these days, you know, in the last, say, probably 10, 15 years.
Good question.
Really good. And so the products are better. Of course, the better the product, typically the more expensive they are, which is the problem. You know, it's very difficult to afford some of the really higher end stuff. But even the medium grade, some of the lower end stuff, they're so much better than they used to be as far as, letting the skin breathe. Or you don't want to keep it all the time. That's why you really need to wash it, wash your face, keep it clean at night. So because especially if you wear a lot of makeup, you don't want to go to bed with that stuff on. But the main, thing I've seen, it's not so much makeup itself, but it's all the little extras that go along with it, you know, like the eyebrow, the eyelash extensions, and all the lips, and all these kind of things that, you know, you see nowadays, the little ancillary things, even the nails, you know, nail extensions, all those kind of things. I think that's the biggest change that we see at the spa. Is that, you know, various requests for a lot of those kind of things. But as far as makeup goes, definitely mineral makeups now. They're just a lot better than they used to be.
All right, real quick, tell us about your 6 for $5 thing. I want to mention it every single week because it's the best deal you got going on. What you got there? And then give me your last song. Go ahead.
Well, I might have something special coming up on that end too, but I'm not really positive yet.
Nice.
Anyway, just a little tease, but yeah. You basically pick whatever service you want from the menu, and there are a lot of them, and you're going to pay for 5. We're going to give you 6, so you get one completely free service. You can use them anytime they don't expire. You can share them with friends and family. It's really probably most versatile package and a really great discount. But like I said, we're working on something that might help make it affordable even for people that are still going to get the free service, but maybe can't afford that much. Even, you know, 5 is not inexpensive depending on the treatment. Yeah. So hopefully I have something like that in the next couple of weeks, and we'll talk about it then.
I love that. And I cannot believe that we are just 8 weeks away from college football.
Yes, sir.
I mean, people are like, 8 weeks, man. We're talking about that already. I mean, 2 months, you know, this is just not that far away. It's stinking hot out there, but winter weather is right around the corner, and it'll be here before you know it. So, hey, great stuff, my man. I really appreciate everything you do here. And when in Rome, make sure you put with Stuart Rome, R-O-M-E, wherever you're looking for his podcast, because there are several other podcasts which aren't nearly as good as ours. When in Rome, I haven't listened to them, so I don't even know what they're about. I think they're like some murder mystery kind of thing, but our show is fun. And we have a good time talking about the Woodhouse Day Spa and playing some classic rock. And you've got one final song, and then we'll take it to the house. What do you got here? Songs that you've never played on Tony Curry Radio. What you got?
Definitely have never played this song. I love it. And I just came across it today, actually. It's Genesis, Lamb Lies Down on Broadway.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.